sale. Martin's General Store, 304 North Main, Rocky Ford.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
We are growing together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR, and a very good Tuesday to you, September the 14th. I'm Pat McGee, that's Lauren Adams, and hey. We are talking today about canning. Everything that you ever wanted to know pretty much about canning, but were afraid to ask. Who is our educator here today? Because we are going to get educated today.
That's right. We're in for some really solid information from the source.
This source.
Abby Weber is here joining us today from the local CSU Extension.
Yes.
And she is our food safety expert. And she has a list of qualifications that ample enough for you to sit down and pay attention. So you can't see us today, so I want to brag about a couple of things. We've got some visual things here.
Yes, we do.
We have got, for me, I got a brand new t-shirt that reads, "I eat local all year long because I can." I got a group
that means because he cans. Yes, cans his own food. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
And I got some examples of some of my canned goods here that I've preserved, and some mistakes and some things that we can learn from together today on today's program.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I brought some my ball home book of home preserving. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And I've got the blue book.
There you go.
So these are some things. Now, Abby brought in for us to taste. And if you folks, oh my God, I can't wait to. This stuff is so good.
Just pass it over here, okay? You guys don't need any of that. Yeah.
Peach habanero jam. And she put that over some cream cheese with some really good crackers.
Right.
And, oh, man.
Now, she tells me there's no calories in that because, you know, I mean, since I quit smoking, I've put on a few pounds.
A few pounds.
Right. Okay. Well, and I'm trying to get rid of that. And she guaranteed me that there's... That's not going to affect
it. Well, I don't think that's quite how it went. What she was saying is that when you go through the process of preserving this, you burn exactly the amount of calories that you would take.
Oh, would you? Okay.
Exactly. So that's what it takes.
Okay, never mind. Good morning, Abby. I don't know whether he's feeding us a line right here, but welcome along today to a Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Lauren is a big canning enthusiast. I mean, he's talked about it before, and you're a specialist when it comes to this, too. And this is really a science. I mean, when you get right down to it, it's a science, and you have to be very careful with what you do just for the safety of what you wind up eating. Yeah. One thing I want to touch on here right off the top, because when you guys were talking before we came on the air, I really want to mention this because I think this is really important.
Yeah.
Abby basically said, don't believe everything you see on the internet, on YouTube, or anything like that. There are tons of videos out there, tons of people putting things up on how they can. Why is that? I mean, you can't believe everything you see, but if it's on the internet, it's true, right? Not. No.
Right.
Several of these, and they seem like they're very professional and experienced, and they know what they're doing, but because I've been canning most of my life, I know that what they're doing is unsafe, and they're presenting it as something that's not. So please jump in on that.
So that's absolutely true. So Google is not gospel, and that is absolutely important to remember when we're talking about food safety. So canning, the most important thing in canning is food safety. So the most important step in home canning is to follow an up-to-date, research-tested recipe.
Right.
And you can find those research-tested recipes from a lot of really good, valuable sources, and your extension offices or extension websites are one of the best places. We test recipes continuously at all different kinds of elevations, and we test them first and most importantly for food safety.
Right. And when, you know, I recently watched, and we just talked about it a little bit before the program, of kind of a new pickling preservation technique where you can water back can your pickles for 30 minutes, just bringing the temperature of the water up to 180 degrees, holding it between 100 and 185 degrees for 30 minutes. And that's supposed to be a quote, end quote, approved method. Approved by who? We don't know. That's what the YouTube presenter has put out. But we don't know who's approved this and what safety standards they did. What testing did they do to make sure that that product is really safe for me to eat 12 months from now?
That's a good question. And yeah. I'm probably not going to eat those pickles.
Yeah.
So, again, food safety is the key most important right. factor. And so stick with those approved methods, which kind of brings me to a really important issue that's just recently come to light. Ball has always kind of been the Bible, if you will, yep. toward food preservation, which is not necessarily the case anymore. Mm-hmm. Ball has really shifted their focus toward their jars and appearances and things that you kind of see on the outside, but has really lacked in food safety. Mm-hmm. And so anything prior to 2016 is not recommended nationwide by any extension information that we put out. And we are not suggesting that you use any Ball Blue Books prior to 2016 until Ball kind of maybe shifts back toward the food safety aspect, which would be the most important part of your home canning.
They have gotten real, what if you will, more on the appearance of these items, like for decor, yes. that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, sports fans know that Pepsi Center no longer is Pepsi Center. That is Ball Arena. And I know they're talking up there about sustainability, that type of thing, recycling. Mm-hmm. So you're right, their focus has kind of shifted quite a little bit, has it not?
Yeah.
Significantly. So we are suggesting as an alternative in the meantime to really turn to the USDA Complete Guide to Home Canning or to your extension resources. If you don't prefer to use Colorado State University Extension, which is what we prefer you to use.
Well, obviously,
there
yes.
are other options who are partners with Colorado State University Extension, and that's the University of Georgia, the University of Idaho. They both have great national focus on food preservation. And there's lots and lots of tested recipes on those sites too. The last thing I really want to put out there for you is the Preserve Smart app, and that is a Colorado State University developed food preservation app. But
you had a hand in that, you were saying. Tell us about your participation in that.
I did. So we actually won a national award for food preservation for mm-hmm. the National Extension Association of Family and Consumer Sciences. We won a national award for that app development, which we continuously keep up. Those include tested recipes, and those also include any new preservation methods that come about. So if you have not downloaded that on your smartphone, your Android or Apple smartphone, I really encourage you to do that. It doesn't just cover canning, but it also covers freezing and drying methods.
All kinds of food preservation.
Right.
And it is absolutely specific to your elevation. You actually put in your elevation, and it makes all adjustments for you.
That does make a difference, your altitude, your elevation of where you happen to live.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that when it comes to a home canning and food preservation.
Right.
What kind of differences does that make, Abby?
So water boils at a different temperature, and so it's part of it is sustainability of how long you have to boil that water in order to create the vacuum seal at a sustainable amount of time to be able to kill all the bacteria. So the important part is the amount of time mm-hmm. and the amount of sustained pressure mm-hmm. at that given time to kill the bacteria.
And it takes some pretty smart people like you to do that research and find out exactly what is that time to be able to create that seal and kill any pathogens that are in that food product. And can you tell us I'm interested. How do you do that? How do you go about saying, I want to can this jar of tomatoes at this altitude? How do you go about telling me what that processing time is?
So the cool part about creating this app is we have team members from all different elevations who took part in testing these recipes and testing the methods, the different methods that we've used. From the highest elevations in Colorado to the lowest elevations in Colorado and even further out. So we've had testing partners in other locations also. So then it's just a matter of adding the amount of time necessary or the amount of pressure necessary
for food safety. Test the food before and after somehow to determine?
Thankfully, our Colorado State University is a research university, and we have that ability on campus as well. We do have campus support, and we do have campus specialists who that's what they focus on.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, people ask me, why are you talking about canning and preserving on an agriculture program? And I think that's a pretty easy answer in that, because I want to support local agriculture and I want to know the farmer that I'm getting my food from, I know who grew it, and that person knows me and is not going to give me any kind of lines about how that food was produced. And so I've got good quality, wholesome, fresh produce that I can put in jars and I can, and I can know that that food is safely preserved because I know the person that wrote the app. And that information is valid. That information is that I could take to the bank. So there's so much about personal relationships that comes from the food that you use to nourish your family. And you can do it locally. You can do it cost effectively. And you can do it safely. So that's the whole thing about canning and preserving food, is to make sure that you get good, wholesome, safe food to you preserve that life. So we want to talk a little bit about, well, how long does a canned food item last, and into that.
Before you go on to that, I think it's important to remember, too, you just said, you know, we see or you know the local farmers. You probably drove by that field every day on your way to work. But even more importantly, it teaches our kids about the heritage of canning and the heritage of preserving the agriculture we have in our own community. And they get to eat that all year long also. And when they do leave, go away from here, find bigger things, and then come back, they don't forget the importance of what they've left and how long we are creating our own sustainable community.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and it's we talked a little bit before the program about how this is kind of becoming something that's old-fashioned, something that's not really a modern technology. But the technology of preserving food, Louis Pasteur, Pasteur's Law, the person that really kind of developed this technology so that we can preserve food safely, is only a couple hundred years old. It's as far as, and it's not that old as far as these processes and things go. So it's it being phased out because we do have more modern techniques of canning things and metal things and factories and so forth. But doing it at home has kind of lost its allure, I think, because it is work. And it does. It's a hobby, and it takes time, and it takes education.
It is, but you truly get to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Absolutely.
So back to the how long should we keep it on the shelf? It's really probably important to eat it within the year. So the next canning season, you should put up enough to sustain you for that 1 year long. And then the next canning season, when that fruit or vegetable or whatever you're preserving is coming around again, you put up enough to sustain you again for 1 year. So about 1 year time span is the safest. After that 1 year, those things are still probably okay to eat, but you definitely lose your flavor and your texture, and it's kind of like the shelf life of the items that you buy in the grocery store, best if used by.
And so my friends who have pigs, they enjoy that time of year because I empty out my jars and take them in 5 gallon buckets, and they have that food to enjoy, and that lets me wash up my jars and get ready for the next canning season.
There you go. See, it's all about a sustainable community.
There you go. Yep, whatever you don't eat, whatever you have to get rid of, he just turns it into bacon.
Amen. Is that- Amen.
I guess I didn't think about that.
And yeah, I can do some bartering of some of my canned products, like my dilly beans, in exchange for some bacon or a pork roast.
And there you go.
I'm pretty sure bacon is a food group.
It is. In itself, it is. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Yes, indeed. I'm getting over there for more of that that peach habanero jelly.
Oh, my goodness. I've been looking at it since we started.
You haven't tried that yet?
I got the crackers in my hand.
You better get after it in this break because as they say, is good stuff, Maynard.
It is.
Definitely check that out. This is Growing Together. Our guest, Abby Weather from the CSU Extension. We're talking all about canning here today. Yes, we are. Growing Together with... Don't talk with your mouth full there, Lauren.
It's so good.
Yeah, my gosh, yes. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and our good friends at Golden Plains Insurance. We are coming right back.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
From Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado.
Fall is coming soon, and that means wheat planting. And more importantly, that means the September 30th wheat sales closing date. Now is the time to get together with your agent partner at Golden Plains Insurance and create your personal crop insurance strategy to meet your desired needs. Stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance in Lamar or call them at 719-336-8292. At Golden Plains Insurance,
we are independent and homegrown just like you.
Hiya, Queen of All Knowledge here, reminding you, creeps out there on the internet hack, scam, and trick savvy cyber users every day, but we can fight back. It's as easy as IC3. If you're a victim of online crime, don't give up. Visit IC3, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. Your tips help the FBI track down cyber criminals around the world. Report your crime to www.ic3.gov today.
That's the sound of 50% off every item at Martin's General Store in Rocky Ford. Furniture, tables, and cabinets, 50% off. Beds, bed frames, and dressers, 50% off. Furniture chests, collectibles, and kitchen accessories. You guessed it. The explosive everything must go. 50% off sale. Martin's General Store, 304 North Main, Rocky Ford.
Welcome back. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Radio AM 920 KLMR. News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. Abby Weber from the CSU Extension in with us today. Everything you wanted to know about canning, but were afraid to ask. And I guess if you want to ask something, you could call, I would imagine. 719-384-2345. We can take a call and Abby can answer a question or two. We'd have enough time for that, I think. 384-2345.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad to be back here. Got to plug our wonderful Arkansas Valley Seeds over
there. Well, yes, do that. Yes.
98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We're moving into fall. Mm-hmm. So we got all the winter grains and so forth that you're going to need there. If you're going to cover crop, man, come in and talk to Tony and Josh over in the office because they can help you design a custom cover crop blend for your specific needs and help you get that soil health up for the next cash crop. Mm-hmm. We also got turf grass over there, a full line of that. Dylan Pike was on here a couple weeks ago talking about that, the importance of overseeding and seeding in the fall so you can get ready to have that wonderful lawn come spring.
And now's the time to start working on
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Come on by. We got the knowledge. We've got the seeds. We've got the fertilizer. We've got everything that you need to get a wonderful lawn going for this spring. So,
all right.
98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469. And while you drop by there, you might put your name in the hat to win a cooler that's sponsored by the Coffee Break Project.
Yes.
We've got a local project going there with the Southeast Health Group. And it is probably the most important thing that I think we're involved in, because what the Coffee Break Project is it is an initiative to bring awareness and resources to help prevent the big increase in suicides that have been happening in the agriculture community. And it's a wonderful program. We've got help and guidance for you there. Get that number, those contact number, or go see Hannah Bates down at the Coffee Break Project right there across from Loaf and Jug there in Rocky Ford. She's got a new office going in there, and we're going to be hearing a little bit more about that a little later. But so the Coffee Break Project's wonderful. Come on in, get to sign up for that free cooler and grab some information about that.
Okay.
I'm actually proud to say that CSU Extension is a part of that project also.
It is. Yeah.
So that's, I love our community partnerships.
Yeah, that's one of the best things that we were involved in, and I'm glad we're involved in that mutually. That's wonderful.
So while we're making plugs, can I make a plug also?
Yes. Yes, you may. Yes.
So we have an upcoming salsa canning class in Rocky Ford at the Arkansas Valley Research Station site. You're going to want to go to the extension office, though, which is right there. We have a beautiful teaching and test kitchen in there. Cool. So if you haven't been by to see that, take an opportunity to do that on October 15th at noon. So if you have to take the afternoon off on a Friday, at least the weekend is coming, and you can still go to work in the morning that day. Mm-hmm. So salsa canning class in Rocky Ford, October 15th, 2021 at noon. I'm going to partner with my friend Michael Lucero, who is an extension agent. He's from Rocky Ford, but he's an extension agent in El Paso County.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do that class together. Mm-hmm. It is limited, though. We're going to limit it to 15 participants. It's going to be $20 for your class, but all of your supplies and all of the food, all of the products will be provided. So, and you'll get to take home a jar with you.
That's not
so
bad.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll want to register by getting a hold of the extension office in Rocky Ford, and that number is 254-7608. Just ask for Darla, and she'll put you on our list.
Great.
So $20 a class, October 15th at noon, we'll get started. Look for advertising if you're a Facebooker. Mm-hmm. Look for advertising on your local extension page on Facebook or Instagram. That'll be posted soon. So if you are listening to this show, this is the first announcement about that class.
Oh, okay. So you got a leg up right here. Yes.
That's right. You'll have priority. Call in soon.
You heard it here first.
That's right. 254-7608. And that is the extension office for Rocky Ford. Talk to Darla. Tell her you want to learn how to make salsa.
Awesome.
Yes,
right.
Indeed. All right.
I got some salsa right here.
Do you?
This is some that I can't. This is all out of my garden. And I think it's pretty beautiful. It tastes really good, and it's not mega hot. And I didn't bring chips, but I should have.
Okay, yes.
I should have did that to share. Another thing that I want to present here is I'm pretty proud of my canning techniques, but as many years as I've done it, I still come across this issue from time to time, and it's siphoning. And what siphoning is when you, going through the pasteurization preserving process there, whether it's in a pressure canner or a water bath canner, if you don't do it just so, when it comes time to that temperature, the liquid in that jar will siphon out.
Mm-hmm.
You might get a seal on that lid, but a lot of that liquid is out. So if you look at my jar, it's probably 2 inches below the level where I initially canned that, and that contents has siphoned out. Can you talk a little bit about how that happens and why it might be a safety concern?
So, yes. So it actually allows for bacterial growth when that is siphoned out, even though there is a seal on the ring, or I mean on the lid. Headspace is one of the key factors in that. That's why it's really, really important to get the proper headspace and to measure that headspace.
Now, what is headspace?
Headspace is the amount of space between the lid and the top of the product.
Okay.
The top of the product. And so that's actually where the release of air comes, or the vacuum is created in that headspace. So you want to be sure that even if you think you know what a half inch headspace looks like, or even if you think you know what 1 inch headspace looks like, you should still measure it. And even if you don't measure every single jar, because you are a seasoned canner, I would suggest you measure a number of the jars.
I know that another, and probably what happened here, is rapid temperature changes.
Yes.
Will cause that liquid to siphon out. And I believe that that's what happened.
Did you hot pack or cold pack?
We did a cold pack on this, and we pressure canned.
So right. You put it into a hot
right.
Canner
right.
or that you have warmed.
Right.
So you have to get the water to a certain temperature before you put the jars in. So if you do a cold pack, that actually can happen, especially with tomatoes or high liquid products.
Right.
Yes, definitely. So that's why I asked, did you hot pack or cold pack?
Mm-hmm.
If you hot packed, that's much less likely.
Mm-hmm. And I've discovered that. And, you know, I've done the cold pack method with a simmer method, and that's no problem. But if I'm going to use my pressure canner to get a little bit more assurance that that pasteurization is really taking place and you're getting that good solid seal, you have to be a little bit more careful. And you have to really pay attention to the steps and the instructions, and you can't get ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I mentioned is, and I know nothing about canning.
Right.
Zero. I know nothing about canning.
You know a lot about canning. If you like to eat the food that comes from the jar, well, you know a lot about canning.
There you go. But nonetheless, I mentioned this to Lauren in that none of his jars have rings on them.
Yes.
They have the lids, but they don't have the rings. To me, I couldn't fathom them not having the rings on them. Okay, you brought in
that yummy
peach habanero jam or whatever that. Oh, that's good stuff. But it is likewise. It doesn't have the ring on it.
That's
and
right.
And I thought everything you canned always had the ring on it.
So it does. It does when you can it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's actually one thing that kind of brings us to.
So you don't necessarily leave it on there.
No.
Oh.
That's
okay.
A really important topic
it
that
is.
We have discussed a number of times. And so this is kind of going to lead us into our Tattler lid discussion.
Good.
But you do not store your jars with the ring on them. You
really?
Need the ring to create the pressure seal for the lid. And that's absolutely necessary in the canning process. But once the jars are cooled completely, you should remove that ring. You should wipe the lids and be careful not to pop that seal, but you should wipe those lids before you store it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want bacterial buildup or rust to build up underneath of those rings on the lids or the sides of the jar.
Okay.
So
I think that it also helps you if something is wrong with that seal and later that you lose that seal, the little button pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you can see that as you're just going through your pantry. You'll be able to see, hey, there's a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you better check that whole thing.
Now, is that what you were talking about, the tattletales there a moment ago?
We're going to talk about Tattler lids.
Ah, Tattler lids.
So
yes. Okay.
The lid contains a sealing compound that when it's properly used, it softens during the canning process and forms that airtight seal when the container cools, and that ring helps hold that lid tightly in the meantime.
Yeah.
And so it's absolutely necessary, even with Tattler lids.
Right.
So that brings us to our next discussion.
Yeah.
Tattler lids.
I'm very curious about these. Let's talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's been a hot topic, especially during COVID canning.
Right.
Because lids and rings were so hard to come by.
Right.
So people were using Tattler lids, but there wasn't a lot of research on those Tattler lids.
And what is a Tattler lid for our audience?
So they are two-part lids, but they're reusable lids that can be reused in a canning process.
Mm-hmm. It has a separate rubber ring.
It does.
And then a plastic lid that holds that rubber ring in place, and that's the gasket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still use your ring.
You still have to use the ring, that's
right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to give a visual picture to some of our listeners that maybe didn't know what a Tattler lid was.
Well, and the Tattler lids are a little bit different too, because during canning for the two-part lids with the metal lids and rings, you just tighten that ring just finger tight. You don't push it down.
Don't
really
crank
hard
on it.
And absolutely not, because then you don't get enough air escape. Well, with Tattler lids, Some of the manufacturers, and I want to be clear that I am not promoting any specific brand.
Right, because there are different brands.
There are different brands, but Tatler is probably the most, it's kind of like Ball or Kerr. It's the most vividly.
It's like calling a tissue a Kleenex. That is actually a brand name.
Exactly. Yes. An adjustable wrench.
Yeah, Crescent wrench, right. Yes. That's a brand name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, so I just want to be clear about that.
Well, thank you.
But those lids in particular, some of those manufacturers have a requirement to tighten down the ring after they come out of the canner. Mm-hmm. So if that is in the instructions, you should absolutely do that.
Follow those instructions to the T.
Yep.
Yes.
So Tatler lids, they're reusable lids, safe for home canned products. Recent research has suggested that those reusable lids, like Tatler lids, safely seal jars when they're used for home-based canning. But again, I said it's important to note the manufacturer's instructions, because if it says to tighten those with metal lids and rings, we do not tighten those.
Right.
You just finger tight, and then the seal creates itself.
Just enough to keep that connection in place is all.
Yep.
All right.
So then to help ensure that the jar seal or the jars seal, you need to limit those reuses for Tatler lids 10 times. 10 times is it. 10 and then trash.
Mm-hmm. And so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you should write on those jar lids so that you can, so that you'll be able to keep track, because there's a lot of information that you need to put on those lids so that you'll have it for the future.
Yes, indeed. So let's get that break going right here. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio, AM 920 KLMR. Our guest today, Abby Weber from the CSU Cooperative Extension. Lauren,
it is so good.
Save that for other people.
I can't stop myself.
I know he can't stop. He's going after it. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Growing Together. Don't go away. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
From Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado.
As you begin to prepare farming operations for the wheat season, they can't help but think about all there is that a wheat crop can endure in its 10-month growing period, ranging from having a big enough stem to winter kill to drought, freeze, rust, bugs, worms, fire, and of course, hail. September 30th is right around the corner. Be sure to stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance or call 719-336-8292. At Golden Plains Insurance,
we are independent and homegrown just like you.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday ag weather impacts. Well, daytime heating and a cold front moving through the region will bring a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Rainfall amounts of a tenth to quarter inch can be expected on just a few farms. Look for a warming trend to push temperatures 10 to 15 degrees above normal for Thursday through Monday, with highs in the mid and upper 90s this weekend, and this will cause moderate heat stress for cattle during the afternoons. Shading and sprinkling will help to mitigate the effects of the heat. It appears temperatures across southeast Colorado should retreat to near normal for the early to middle part of next week. Soil temperatures at the 2-inch depth are currently averaging in the mid to upper 70s and should show little change this week and then begin cooling next week. Chemical applicators can expect light morning winds to enable spraying operations today and Wednesday, but afternoon winds may cause some drift. Winds are expected to be lighter on Friday. Now, looking further out, mostly dry conditions are expected into the end of the month. And this should allow corn and milo harvest to make good progress, and also winter wheat seeding to proceed where moisture is adequate for germination. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your ag weather impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Oh my. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Lauren, I told you not to talk with your mouth full, but...
I'm not going to say nothing.
Mm, my goodness.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're
that is so good.
It is awesome.
Ty,
really,
down there in Lamar, we're sorry, but we can't send any down your way. That is good stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
I can drop a jar off there for him.
Well, do that. Yeah. If you get down to Lamar, drop a jar off for Ty. Yeah, he'll appreciate that. Yes, he will.
And I'll be trying hand at this.
Peach habanero
this
jelly.
Weekend.
That is good stuff. All right, where do we leave off? You wanted to talk about a couple of things here before our next break, Lauren.
Well, you know, I'm married, but I need to talk about dating. And that was corny. But anyway, we were talking a little bit off mic about, you know, what I've got here on my jars. If you could see, it's a jar, and I simply have the date on the top because I know how I canned this, and I know what's in the jar because I canned it. Mm-hmm. I know what's there. But, you know, God forbid I kick it in the next couple of months, and then one of my kids come along and says, hey, Dad canned this. It ought to be good. But he doesn't know exactly what's in the jar.
Or when it was done.
He knows that it was done. Possibly, he knows when it was done, but he doesn't know what method I used.
Does he know when it was done? What's that date say?
9/2021.
9/2021. Okay, so we do know the month and the year. Mm-hmm. That's a plus.
Yeah.
So, and that's all I've got on mine. But now, if I were using a Kattler lid, I would need to add that other piece of information as to how many times I've used that particular rate.
Yes. So you should absolutely
keep track of.
You should absolutely use a permanent marker and mark each time that you use that lid. Yeah. And then you should throw away. So that seal should be done after 10 uses.
Yeah. So we need to come up with a method of keeping that ring with the lid so that documentation, because you can't, there's not enough room on the little rubber ring itself to really put anything. So maybe a plastic baggie or something that you would put those dates in or something, or for a number of uses.
Yep.
Some kind of a catalog system to keep them organized. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And so after 10, it's no longer safe. So just really important to remember to replace after 10.
Yeah.
Use a permanent marker, make a hashtag. Once you get your two blocks of five, call it good.
Mm-hmm.
Up with some method of making sure that you're documenting every time that particular ring has been used. You don't want to just throw it in the box with the rest of them.
Well, and some other important things you should put on the... So I don't actually put my date on the lid itself.
Mm-hmm. No.
I put my date on the label that goes on the jar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you should not just put the date, but you should also put the product that is contained within that jar.
So there's no question.
So there is no question. So I can see that you've put the date on there, but I can also see that you haven't marked any product.
Right. Nope. Because like I said, because I know that's tomato sauce because I canned it.
But, that's right.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm not around to tell the person that might be consuming that what's in that jar, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what happens if you want to enter it into the local open class fair? Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They
actually
require a lot more on there.
Yeah.
But just the very basics on a label should be the product that is contained within the jar and the date that you canned that product. Mm-hmm. It's also maybe wise to put what method you used or maybe how long you use or how long you processed mm-hmm. using that method, just in case that changes. And it's something maybe good to go back and check with.
And Avery makes some really nice labels that you mm-hmm. can just put that information in and print and put right on. I recommend putting those labels on the lids of the jars. And the reason I know is because when you go to wash those labels off of the outside of a jar after a while, they're kind of hard to wash off. You could soak them, but then you got to scrub those things off there. Put them on a metal lid so you can throw them out.
So he has chosen the Avery labels. Yeah. I actually have chosen the canning label specific for canning that are dissolvable.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put them in the sink, you can just wet those labels and they come right off the jar.
You can do that? I didn't know you could do that.
You just learned something.
Oh my
yes.
God. I always learn something when I'm around.
So much for those Avery labels now.
That's right.
They're
not expensive. They mm-hmm. they come in a big roll.
Yeah.
And you could just literally, you can just dissolve them right off the jar.
They just come right off the jar. Nice.
That brings up another question. Sometimes I'm a little hesitant to put those stickers on the top of the jar. Do you think that that might affect that little button, that pressure button that indicates the seal if you put a sticker on the top of the jar? Is that a concern?
It's not a concern for me, and I've never had it
affect
anything. But mm-hmm. I suppose if you're pushing and tinkering around with it a lot, it could pop the seal, but I've never seen it happen, and I've never experienced that myself.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just didn't want to recommend putting it on the top of the jar if you at the CSU Extension didn't agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Abby Weber of the CSU Extension has been our guest today on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. I know we are running short on time. When we come back, we are going to let Abby recap about that salsa canning class, Making Salsa, that's going to be coming up in October at the Experiment Station Extension office here in Rocky Ford. And Lauren's heading back for more of that habanero and peach jelly right there. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Radio AM 920 KLMR. News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 719-254-7469.
From Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado.
As you begin to prepare farming operations for the wheat season, they can't help but think about all there is that a wheat crop can endure in its 10-month growing period, ranging from having a big enough stem to winter kill to drought, freeze, rust, bugs, worms, fire, and of course hail. September 30th is right around the corner. Be sure to stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance or call 719-336-8292. At Golden Plains Insurance,
we are independent and homegrown just like you.
Wrapping it up for this Tuesday on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, Abby Weber from CSU Extension has been our guest. One more time on the salsa making and canning class that you have coming up next month, Abby.
Okay. I'm going to do a salsa canning class in Rocky Ford at the Arkansas Valley Research Station site at the Extension office there in the teaching or test kitchen. October 15th, 2021 at noon. It's $20 per participant, and all of your supplies and food will be provided.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to register, please call Darla at 719-254-7608. And that class participation is limited.
So get signed up now, 254-7608.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Lauren. Real quick, what do we have coming up next week?
Mr. Jack Goebel, he is the newly appointed general manager of the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District.
All right. And, very good.
Boy, that guy has got some big boots to fill, and he has got a lot of work to do, and he needs our help.
All righty. That'll be coming up next Tuesday, right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. For Lauren and for Abby, I'm Pat McGee. The news at noon is coming up next.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400 KBLJ La Junta.